Gender bias. Gender differences and roles from the perspective of the Scriptures. It's a fact that women may be used by God through the Holy Spirit. However, it is one thing to speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and it's quite another to speak from the gender-biased flesh. The Holy Spirit is not affected by the gender of the vessel He uses. Gender bias, yes, it exists, and to ignore it is to ignore the facts and the Word. If you have any doubt about the class-level inferiority of women's judgment relative to men, consider observational data. I say class-level because there are exceptions at the individual level. Number one, abortion. This is promoted by and supported by women over men. Number two, Obama received 8% more votes from women than men in 2012, thus getting elected to undermine our system of government. Number three, Biden received 15% more votes from women than men, putting us in a constitutional crisis. And if facts don't matter, here's what God says. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. Isaiah 3:12. The 19th Amendment, the suffrage amendment, was a monumental mistake because there are more women than men. So let's do the math. In any election, the women determine the outcome. Based on the class-level inferiority of women's judgment cited above, we're effectively ruled by the less qualified. Let's go to the New Testament. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. 1 Timothy 2:12. Paul is saying that women forcibly taking authority from men is unacceptable for the above reasons. He's saying that final authority should remain with men, not women. Denying the natural order God prescribed is dangerous and has dire consequences. In Christ, there's neither male nor female. In our new creature state, we are equal. But everything in our spirit self goes through the filter of our gender-biased, untransformed minds. Take tough love, for instance, miserably lacking in our women-warped society. God says this, and it is immutable. The soul that sins shall die, and the wages of sin is death. Women are enablers rather than judges. They try to circumvent the law of God. Again, I'm speaking from the perspective of women as a class. I know there are exceptions. Now, I understand what I have said above would cause others to classify me as a misogynist. I am not, because I say these things out of love, and not because I have anything against women. Adam's sin was being led by the woman who was led by Satan. It is right in front of our faces in the first few chapters of the Bible. We violate the laws of God at our own peril. God bless women, and God bless men who receive the law of God.